An Ashland playwright and a group of performers are getting ready for a series of benefit performances to help out animal welfare groups in the Rogue Valley. Quite a few animal welfare groups and quite a few performances at that. Far From the Zoo is the name of the program, coming to three stages in the Rogue Valley in the weeks ahead. Dory Apple is the playwright. She's the author of a pile of work, much of it produced already at playhouses across the country. She is here in the studio with us. Dory Apple, welcome to you.
Thank you, Jeff.
We also have the director of the project, Tammy Marston. Welcome to you.
Hi!
And the acting begins. And Brandy Carson, who's also one of the actors in Far From the Zoo, joins us as well.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is an unusual situation. I've worked with all of you before in theater projects.
Yeah.
I consider you all friends.
I guess there's a real difference between the response of the performers and the introverted playwright.
Right. Well, let's start with the introverted playwright so we can bring you out of your shell just a little bit, Dory. Tell us about when you started writing plays. You had a career before playwriting, correct?
Yes. My writing career, I was a fiction writer and a poet before I was a playwright, so there were some corrections to be made, things to learn, bad habits to overcome. And yes, I've been writing plays here. Actually started writing plays when I moved to Ashland. So since the early 80s, 1980s, that is.
I'm glad
okay.
You cleared that up. All right. the output, though, it's a beyond two dozen plays. Now, I want to be more specific than just a pile of.
Oh, I like pile of. right. It's probably about 20. This is probably about the 20th full length. And lots of shorts and monologues, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right, so writing plays for a long time. And Tammy Marston, have you produced some of Dory Apple's plays or directed them before or acted in them anyway?
I've acted in them before, but I have never directed them before. But I love her work. It's a dream.
And Brandy,
the thrill.
Brandy Carson, you're a veteran of many a Rogue Valley Theater.
Veteran, yes, veteran.
In the studio with the actors. have you done Dory Apple's plays before?
I have many times, yes, mm-hmm. Right, over the years, right. And a few other animal benefits, because Dory and I are both ecstatic about animals and wanting to help them. And so going back a long time doing animal benefits.
Well, let's talk about that, because you do have a pretty well-known record, in addition to your acting record, for being quite sensitive to the needs of animals.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time at the Jackson County Animal Shelter in Talent, Phoenix. It's my passion when I'm not able to act, not acting. I love to go there. I'm excited driving into the parking lot, and I do everything I can possibly do there. And it's a good place in getting better all the time. So I am very excited to be part of this project.
She's an angel.
So what do you? You mentioned doing everything you can do there, but what are some of the duties that you do?
Well, I started out doing their laundry.
Really?
Yes. They
what
were
kind of
when
laundry?
They were moving into the building they're just in. This is going back 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have laundry facilities as they were moving. You can imagine what a building full of cats and dogs produces in the way of laundry every day.
All those pants.
All those panties. And we don't do the landfill thing. No. So I thought, I lived up in the Green Springs, and I worked in Medford, and I drove by, and I picked up these gigantic bags of laundry and took them
up. Are we talking towels or?
We're talking towels. Uh-huh. And whatever else is down on the floor of those little cages. And I did laundry. Because when I first started working with animals, I didn't want to get too close to them. It scared me. I just didn't want to get too close. And many people even today say, oh, I couldn't possibly go there. I'd want to take everybody
right.
home. And of course, they wouldn't let you take everybody home. So I eased my way in through the laundry room and walk dogs, post things, help with the shot clinics, and do this show.
And so how did the show come about? Tammy, Dory, who was the first spark here?
Everybody's Dory was the first spark. She,
the animals
she wrote
were the
darn
spark.
Thing.
The animals were the spark and the inspiration, really. I think it's not new for me to be writing about animals. And they keep cropping up in my plays, and they keep appearing and wagging at me and meowing and insisting and putting paws on me and things. So it is a compilation of scenes and monologues, and it happened, grew, assembled itself. became.
So there's no one storyline of Far From the Zoo, or is there?
I think they are thematically related, but no, there's a tremendous variety of situations, characters, animals, interactions, relationships.
Dogs, cats, dodos, mammoths.
Really? Okay.
And so I asked Dory last night if she would talk about how did she get this title? What does that title mean?
What does that mean, Far From the Zoo? You can just take over here, Brandy. I'm going to go out.
Thank you. Thank you. I've always wanted to, you know.
Well, you know, I was sort of at first kind of dumbfounded and mute. I said, writers are the worst people to ask about why, what something is and why. But then I thought, you know, you go to the zoo and you're at a remove, and the animals are at a remove. They are on display, and you are observing them in their enclosure or between bars. And this is very different from how we invite animals into our homes, our lives, our beds. And this is about the animals whom mostly, there are a few exceptions in the show, right? Tammy mentioned the dodo and the woolly mammoth. But mostly, it's about people and the animals with whom they share their lives.
We are talking about the project Far From the Zoo, which is a benefit on three stages, Medford, Grants Pass, Ashland, starting on March 28th, and benefiting several different animal welfare agencies. And we'll name those in just a moment. Dory Apple, Tammy Marston, Brandy Carson, our guests on the Jefferson Exchange. You can join this discussion, and you can even share your own thoughts about things that you love about animals as we talk about this segment. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Can we assume, Tammy Marston, that sometimes the animals are the characters here, that the animals do talk in Far From the Zoo?
Well, some of them do and some of them don't. the dogs and cats generally don't. It's mostly, most of them have to do with people and their pets and their people, with the exceptions that she said. And there's also reminiscences of, for girls who loved horses all their lives. There's it's how we relate to the animals, as she said, that have a personal impact on our lives. So not a lot of personification of the animals. It's more about that special thing that happens between the beasties and us.
We have heard from the other two women in the room about their love for animals. I haven't heard so much about yours. I know it exists, but give a little riff here on that.
What have I had? I've had snakes, hedgehogs, rats, hamsters, parrots, cockatoos, cats, and of course now I have the most wonderful dog in the world. I'm sorry, Brandy, but he is.
Oh, please.
So it's a running theme in my life.
Have any of you done something quite on this scale? Because this is interesting. It's unusual, I think, to see a set of performances.
How about overwhelming?
All right, well, we'll go to overwhelming. But you've got three stages, Medford, Grants Pass, and Ashland, over the course of three consecutive weekends.
Yeah.
And is it five different animal welfare groups that are benefiting from this?
Yes, five.
Five altogether?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's all of the animal shelters in Jackson and Josephine County.
Was it something that started as a Jackson County thing and expanded to Josephine County, given the set of needs over there? I mean, Josephine County obviously has been pulling money out of everything, including the sheriff's office and the animal shelter over there. It's not even county funded anymore.
Our wonderful producer, Susan Russell, who I wish was with us today, lives in Grants Pass. And Brandy and I worked with Susan when we did Brandy's one-woman show, The Heart of the Matter, a few years ago. Susan is an absolute wonder. And in addition to how grateful I am to have this brilliant Tammy Marston and this brilliant Brandy Carson, I am also very grateful for Susan.
And the benefits go to, let me read these off now, the Southern Oregon Humane Society, which I guess has been renamed So Humane. SO Humane, FOTUS, Friends of the Animal Shelter, Cats, Committed Alliance to Strays, the Rogue Valley Humane Society, and Shelter Friends. Are those last two the Grants Pass groups?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Did it start as maybe a benefit for one or two of these and just kept growing? Is this something that just began to snowball on you, Dory Apple?
Actually, the snowball has not melted, but from the great boulder that was rolling through southern Oregon and over to the coast. I mean, my first thought was all of them should be supported, and we should take the show around everywhere. We should everywhere between here and the coast and up and down the coast.
Brandy and Tammy looked at Dory and smiled.
Boulders, no.
They didn't know that. Susan knows that part of the history. But I think I had recovered a bit of sanity by the time Tammy and Brandy came on board. Yeah.
So, Tammy Marsden, it's one thing to direct a single play with a single set of characters. How different is that experience as a director when you're dealing with multiple characters, multiple scenes, and I don't know how many actors are involved in this?
There are six actors, and, you know, I have to say, I kind of like it because it's a... it makes for a very different rehearsal schedule. Everything is very modular, but no one person has way too much to do. So it feels like, you know, good, hefty, bite-sized chunks that we can take off and really focus on. You know, in an hour, we can focus on this one bit and do it four or five times and rehearse it. And that's a wonderful thing. So, and I love the variation of textures, too. The variety gives spice. Ah.
Variety is the spice.
I knew that was something like that, yeah. Yeah. You know, there's another wonderful woman involved in this project, and that's the woman whose artwork is featured quite prominently in the play.
Mm-hmm.
Mari.
Please. More.
Mari and I and Tammy have worked together, and Brandy, over many years. And again, what good fortune. Jeff, just take a look at this poster. That is quintessential Mari in that illustration.
Mari is a book illustrator. She has illustrated children's books. And not only do we have her artwork on the cover, her artwork graces the stage in various ways. She's drawn all the animals. You'll see images of her artwork between every scene. We had a meeting and talked about what we would like her to, how do we'd like her to reflect each scene. So it's all custom done for us, and that's just the grooviest thing in the world.
Does Mari go by another name? I mean, is it just Mari, or does she have
Gayatri.
A last name? It is Mari Gayatri? Okay.
Stein. McWilliams.
Yeah.
That's why we just say Mari, Jeff.
Okay, Mari Gayatri Stein. I have heard the name, yes. And we can see horses and cats and dogs and chickens.
And dodos and mammoths.
And dodos and mammoths all involved here. We're talking to the cast, two of the cast members. And are you actually acting in it, too? Or just
I am not.
It? All right. Brandy Carson, an actor. Tammy Marsden, director. Dory Apple, the Ashland playwright. We're talking about Far From the Zoo on three stages in Medford, Grants Pass, and Ashland. Coming up soon, you can join this discussion on The Exchange. Talk about animal welfare and the groups that you like in your area. 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Was it the kind of thing where you just thought, well, maybe we do this just in Jackson County, we'll do Medford and Ashland, and then it became Medford, Grants Pass, and Ashland? Or was it always assumed, Dory Apple, that this was going to be a multi-stage, multi-weekend production?
My ambition goes... And goals and mission go further, really. What I am donating my royalties to the project and to the shelters, and what I would love to see happen is for animal shelter groups, theater groups, anywhere who would like to produce the show for the benefit of animals to have it royalty-free. So it is my intention to make it available that way following this first wonderful premiere production. And, you know, I really can't say enough about how fortunate I am to have Tammy's incredible, deep, hilarious, marvelous, insightful direction, Brandy's talents, which everybody, all of you in the listening audience, you got to come and see what's going to be on stage here, because I write the script, they make the play, and they are making it very beautifully.
Was the script written specifically for this purpose? Did you write Far From the Zoo just with the idea of doing it as a benefit for animal welfare groups?
It's a hard, you know, I'm trying to think. because this is so essential to it now, I'm never quite clear. As I told you, writers are the worst people to ask about how things happen and what they're writing and why. It's there. It's on paper. It's going to be, that's the script, and the play will be on stage.
As a director, Tammy Marsden, you don't always get to have the playwright sitting there with you.
Yeah.
So,
no, that was a good laugh.
Okay. Well, it can go both ways, I'm sure. But I was going to ask about the difference between having the playwright with you for the good. I mean, there probably can be some issues, too. It's like, no, I see it this way versus I see it this way. But it's probably been a process of discovery, I'm thinking.
Well, I think for both of us. And
absolutely.
What I really enjoy is I don't think you ever look at a script and know exactly what was in the playwright's mind. And so sometimes it's like, Dory, having her to say, can you just clarify this for me? What is the intention here? Helps. It's an immense help. And at the same time, she's so gracious and wonderful. And you know, she's written stuff and some of this stuff is new. So as it's coming out of the actor's mouth, it's like, well, that, could we just shift this just a little? And we talk about that, and she's amenable to that. So the process back and forth, the give and take, is lovely. I really, really enjoy that. And, you know, and you get somebody like Brandy, who's done some of these pieces several times, to a Fare Thee Well, and her feedback is invaluable too. It's a wonderful process of a collaboration, which is just stunningly wonderful.
When you contacted is it six actors for this production? Did you know right then, I mean, who you wanted for which parts, or was there some discussion? In other words, was there room for Brandy Carson to say, ooh, this is the scene I want to do. I want to be in this one here.
I've never said ooh in my life.
You just did.
Gotcha.
Actually, I wanted Brandy to do one other one, and she said, no, I've had enough with this one. So she's doing two or three of those, and three. Total. There were three actors that were just sort of, yes, absolutely, you know, got to get in. And then there was some juggling. Well, who's going to be best for this scene? And we have a young woman that I'm thrilled to be working with, Jacqueline Sundin, that's just, she's a gem. She's from Grants Pass. Somebody new to me, Corey Davison, who just did the Fantastics at... what's the theater?
Theater Convivio.
Theater Convivio.
Convivio.
David Dials, who was also in the Fantastics. These are people that were new to me, which is wonderful.
And really? Even though David Dials has been in the Rogue Valley for about as long as you've
had. We've never crossed paths. And then Joe Karen, with whom I did Great American Trailer Park and musical, and Brandy. And Rhonda Bagley from Grants.
We have two.
And I worked with her in 2000.
Did you really?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Yeah, we have two Grants Pass actors, which is great, you know. We have full representation of the Valley.
So, Brandy, tell us about some of the roles that you are playing in here.
In here? The junkyard dog is a piece.
She's not playing the junkyard
dog. That is
Darn
near
it.
And dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. I have done this now probably three other times in various shows. Started out as a fundraiser at the Criterion the first time. And other places. Junkyard Dog is about a junkyard woman who gets a dog to protect her property. And I love the character of the junkyard woman. I feel that I am one. And it's easy for me to do when I get to wear a baseball cap. So it's, you know, fun for me. Another piece I'm doing is really not at all like me. She's a woman who has birds. Birds.
Hey, you say that like that's
has,
a bad thing.
Like, well, you know, Tammy has a bird.
She got everything, yeah.
And she has birds. She lives with three parrots in her little place. And what she thinks about all that, that's sort of fun. And it includes a lot of invisible flying things, which is difficult.
Cats are included. I just want to make that very clear.
Cats are included.
Oh, yes, in the show.
Okay.
Right.
How difficult was it? I'm guessing that you know, when you include five animal welfare organizations, there are probably two or three that aren't being included in the same geographic area. Was there any like, oh, my God, I really want to include them, but we can't, or anything like
there
that?
There is one. There's Sanctuary one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Sanctuary.
Yeah, right. That does not work exclusively with pets. With domestic animals, and but it has, I wish that we could have
You start expanding that focus, it could be Sanctuary One, the Equimore Foundation, which helps rescue horses, et cetera,
place.
Dogs
yeah.
for the Deaf, which I'm on the board of. But I mean, so I can see where you're trying to confine the focus to just homeless pets.
I'm
going to
start
pets.
Weeping, Jeff.
It was not the intention.
Yeah, we're going to feel bad.
I really
now.
Am.
We're going to have to do it again. We're going to have to do it all year.
Okay. So let us talk about...
I'm glad you understand that. My initial inspiration is going to be fulfilled. Okay.
All right. So the inspiration gets fulfilled on three stages in Medford at the Randall Theater, March 28th, 29th, and 30th. So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee.
Mm-hmm.
Barnstormers Theater in Grants Pass, April 4, 5, 6, again, Friday, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee. And the Bellevue Grange in Ashland, April 11 and 12 in the evening, April 13th at 2 p.m., How far down the road are you in the process, Tammy Marcy? About where you need to be at this point?
We're about where we need to be, yes. Just hitting the run-throughs. Just had our photo shoot. It's happening. It's really going to happen. That's always a surprise.
Brandi Carson, you mentioned the baseball cap. Are you wearing mammoth noses or anything else in this?
Oh, come and see.
She is wearing something very special, but we're not going to tell you what it is.
The gauntlet no, well thrown. And, of course, it's that much more effective on radio because people can really use their imaginations, can't they?
Yeah. And how do people get tickets?
How do they?
They get tickets online at Brown Paper Tickets. There will be some at the door as available, but we really recommend that you buy them.
That's www.brownpapertickets.com.
All right. Brandi Carson, Tammy Marston, and Dory Apple involved with the project Far From the Zoo, Medford Grants Pass and Ashland starting March 28th in that order. Thank you all so much for joining us today.
Thank
on the Jefferson
you,
Experience.
Jeff. Thank
it's
you, Jeff.
Fabulous.
It's been
go
entertaining.
Walk the dog.
Okay. back after a short break with Garrison Keillor.